Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. And as usual, we thank you very much also for providing us with a basis to discuss this extremely important section of the future normative and operational framework. I think this point on human-machine interaction or human control, however you want to phrase it, is really at the heart of our debate, because that's what's the new quality in autonomous weapon systems, that they might be removed from human control. So I think it's well worthwhile discussing these issues and trying to frame them correctly. I would like to support your text in general, but I have one addition which might be captured already in the text, but I think it's more important to actually spell it out, and that is when it comes to information. We list a number of let's say information items that the humans that operate and command should have. So with regard to the target or the potential target, the weapon, the context in which the weapon is deployed, and so on. I think one very important element, and depending on your definition of information, is missing here, and I think that is understanding, because what we want to be able to is to predict the behavior of the system. So therefore, I think it's very important that we also deal with this issue of understanding. In the Franco-German text that we've already referred to, we have proposed some language which would, let's say, adapt it to your section read, and would, I think, fit in well as a paragraph 1b bis. Human operators and commanders have sufficient understanding, depending on their role and level of responsibilities, of the system's way of operating, effect, and likely interaction with its environment. To maybe be a bit more precise, in the operational framework proposal that we have submitted together with France, we have elaborated on that. This is clearly not normative language. But I think it's worth repeating it, maybe for the operational part of the framework, which so far is relatively empty. In our joint paper, we state humans must have sufficient assurance that weapon systems, once activated, act in a foreseeable manner in order to determine that their actions are entirely in conformity with applicable national and international law, rules of engagement, and the intentions of its commanders and operators. For this purpose, developers, commanders, and operators must have a sufficient understanding of the weapon system's way of operating, which enable the commanders and operators to predict in the prospective focus and to explain in a retrospective focus the behavior of the weapon systems. I would be very grateful if that could be added to the text. On paragraph 1c, we would like to have two words added, and that is properly before tested, and then after tested, including, so that the sentence would read in the current form, the weapon is designed and properly tested, including in a realistic operational environment, and humans are properly trained, and so on. We think that testing does not only need to be done in a realistic operational environment, but also in other circumstances, but this should be included. I certainly very much support what France has said specifically on our joint proposal to establish a committee of technical experts. We have already proposed such a committee or in essence such a body in a joint paper in November 2017, and I think it would be really useful for the CCW to have such a committee that can follow developments in this area specifically, help the GGE, the future GGE, if there's one, or help the meetings of high contracting parties when dealing with these systems. So I very much would like to see that reflected in the paper as well, for example, in the way that France has just proposed. Thank you very much.